present Clement Freud, Peter Jones, Derek Nimmo, and Kenneth Williams in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsman.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that very warm reception and welcome to Just a Minute. And as you've just heard from our announcer, we have our four regular male, keen, terrible competitors of the game. And I'm going to ask them to speak, if they can, for just a minute on some subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject which is on the card in front of me. And we'll begin the show this week with Derek Nimmo, and the first subject is the friendliest one I know. It sounds as if he might be in the audience. Derek, would you talk on that subject for just a minute, starting now?
I've always had a great affection for marsupials, that curious kind of mammal that's found only in Australasia and indeed in one part, I think, of South America. And the friendliest one that I know is the koala bear, a dear little creature which has a pouch, as indeed all this particular kind of creature has.
Clement Freud is challenged.
Two creatures.
Yes, there were two creatures. So, Clement Freud, you have a point for a correct challenge. There are 41 seconds left, and you take over the subject of the friendliest one I know, starting now.
The friendliest Derek Nimmo I know is the one who lives in southwest London and wears rather smart blue suits and affects this extraordinarily breathless accent, whereby you always think that you've heard what he said before, although the words that he employs may possibly be different. The other friendly people, Kenneth Williams, kisses my ear on all possible occasions, which is not so much painful as embarrassing and very difficult to explain away to the people of Cambridgeshire who come to me and say...
Peter Jones has challenged.
He said people twice.
Yes, he did, Peter. And you have the subject now with a point for a correct challenge. And there are only 4 seconds left, the friendliest one I know, starting now.
Well, it's a pub in St. John's Wood, and it has the most delightful...
Messeders in fine whistle-blowing style tells us that 60 seconds is up, and as you probably know, whoever speaks at that moment gains an extra point. It was Peter Jones. He has the lead at the end of the first round, and I'm going to ask him to begin the second round. Peter, a lovely subject, Martins. Will you talk about that in just a minute, starting now?
Oh, I don't see anything very lovely about it. However, they are birds, and they look rather like swallows. The uninitiated might think they were. They probably belong to the same family. They live in holes in the sandy cliffside, and they eat insects, and they kind of make a great fuss about...
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Hesitation.
I couldn't hear Derek.
Hesitation.
Yes, I think there was. I think he was actually coming to a halt. He's getting a bit lost in the sand dunes with his pine martins there. Derek, you have a point, and for a correct challenge, there are 40 seconds for martins starting now.
Well, there are indeed sand martins, but of course house martins are a very particularly nice form of this bird. And I once went to a house in... South Africa, which...
And Clement Freud has challenged.
Hesitation.
Not hesitation. No, I thought you were going to have repetition for house, but you were wrong. He didn't hesitate.
No, he stopped.
He didn't stop and he didn't hesitate. He keeps the subject. And there are 29 seconds for Martin's, Derek, starting now.
Oh, Martin Robertson Justice was a very odd name to have for somebody who was a greyhound, but I entered him in the 3:30 at Norwich, and he ran a wonderful race, and to everyone's surprise...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
There's no afternoon greyhound racing in Norwich.
Well, as I know...
I said, if I may say, Mr. Chairman, I did say to everyone's surprise. And as there wasn't a 3:30 in Norwich, that's why they were surprised.
No, no, you can't wriggle out of it that way now. No, no, you made your statement and you have to stand by it. And I know that Clement Freud is right and he has a correct challenge, a point, and 18 seconds for Martins starting now.
I actually had an elderly uncle called Martin who invented a new kind of toothpaste, which was quite simply called Martins. And a dentifrice, to reach the market as this one did, including all the same ingredients as all similar pests.
And Derek Nimmo challenged.
Repetition of all.
Yes,
all
ingredients. And you've got in with only half a second to go, Derek, with a repetition. Subject is Martin's, starting now.
Sir Martin Gideon.
Yes. The uneven applause there was not because they didn't wish to clap for Derek Nimmo, I'm sure. It was just because they thought he didn't deserve it for such a small contribution, but it was. But it does let people know that the whistle's gone.
What a monstrous remark.
It's in keeping with some of the ones you said about
me. You really got a quarter of
it?
A second to speak. You can't make a very large contribution.
I can remember, I can cast my mind back to about 13 weeks ago when I had to step onto the... And I was called a loud-mouthed oaf or something and glaring across the...
Nothing
thing
has changed then.
Welcome back, Clement Freud. All is forgiven. Right, let us continue. Before I do, I will tell you that Derek Nimmo has quite a strong lead at the end of the round. Clement Freud, will you begin the next round? Hangover cures. Can you tell us something about those in just a minute, starting now?
One of the best hangover cures that I ever had was performed upon me in Berwick-on-Tweed on the Borders and consisted of several people watching most carefully while I was asked to step into an ice-cold river, as a result of which I became a cold stream guard.
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Well, two colds.
No, cold stream.
Cold stream is not a separate word. So
no,
it
but
wasn't.
It was, I thought at the time it was going to be.
Yes,
I
did.
Nearly gone as far as cold stream.
So, well, listen, but incorrect. So, Clement keeps the subject for and a point for a wrong challenge. 39 seconds are left for hangover cures starting now.
There is something which comes from the East called...
And Peter Jones.
Hesitation.
I would agree, Peter. And so you have hangover cures, and there are 35 seconds left, starting now.
The best hangover cure I know is a fortnight in the south of France. If it's in the summer, in the winter, then the Bahamas or Jamaica. Because obviously, to get a hangover, you must be extremely rich, and you can well afford this extravagant cure. And while you're there in one of these sunny places, you can drink fruit juice, you can lie in the sun and bask in the sea, and this will do you the world of good because it'll refresh you, it'll get the alcohol out of your system, and you'll be able to get the blood corpuscles coursing round your body as they've never done before.
Well, a magnificent effort, Peter, which the audience obviously enjoyed, but it's the picture of you basking in the sea, which even the audience picked up, but the others let go. But,
shallow part, you know.
He doesn't look like a shark to me.
Oh, you haven't seen him with the money, dear.
Peter Jones, you did well in that round. Getting the extra one for speaking as the whistle went, you've moved forward into second place, only one behind Derek Nimmo, our leader, and Kenneth Williams, your turn to begin. The subject, ha-ha, I see why Ian Messer has thought of this. It's something you say often in the programme, my proclivities. Will you tell us something about my proclivities in just a minute, starting now?
These generally mean your tendencies and which way you are bent. I always... that mine are particularly given to gestures which are largely traceable to impatience. I am not someone who is a patient person.
Derek Nimmo.
Retract.
Yes, because you thought he said patient. He was impatience and patient.
Well, you simply earned me a point, Derek, and I am grateful to you. I am beholden to you.
Right. Contain your proclivities. Gather your forces again. There are 39 seconds left. My proclivities starting now.
And at school, the master said...
Clement Freud challenged.
I wanted him to be beholden to me as well.
And you said it so charmingly, you endeared yourself to every member of this audience. And Kenneth Williams has another point, a beholden point. And there are 37 seconds. My proclivity is starting now.
In my youth, I was commended for artwork. They said, you've got the knack. You've got...
They did. Come on, Troy.
Repetition of you've got.
Yes, you have got too much there, mate. I'm sorry. And Clement Freud had a correct challenge, and there are 30 and one half seconds for my proclivities starting now.
My proclivities are total reliability and punctuality. There is no...
Daring Nemo challenged.
Well, not punctuality, because I do remember an occasion some 14 weeks ago...
13
when
weeks
he, 13 weeks ago when he was not, in fact, on time.
Yes, that's absolutely on time.
Actually, 14 weeks ago, he was on time, so that's an incorrect challenge. It was 13 weeks ago he wasn't on time. No, actually, you have it back, Clement, and there are 23 seconds for my proclivities starting now.
Perhaps impatience would have to be one of my proclivities, because I do find it terribly difficult to be kind to fools. Nicholas Parsons himself would have noticed this on frequent occasions. But by and large, when idiots come up to me and say, I thought you were taller than you are, or haven't I seen you on telly, or predominantly as your dog.
Well, I'm reluctant to tell you after those remarks that Clement Freud made that he did keep speaking until the whistle went and gained an extra point and is now equal in the lead with Derek Nimmo. Derek, we're back with you, and the subject is lines. Would you tell us something about those in just a minute, starting now?
Well, thanks to the Battle of Waterloo, the thin red line that was drawn up against the French, led by the Duke of Wellington, of course, at that time he was just Marlborough, and the splendid commander of the cavalry, the Marquis of Anglesey by name Paget.
Kenneth Williams.
Deviation. The famous thin red line drawn against the enemy was not at Waterloo. It was in the Crimea. Mm. It has nothing to do with Waterloo. And it's extremely devious, this whole account, because it was the squares which held the yes. English at Waterloo. It was nothing to do with a thin red line.
And it was only one line.
Oh, yes, that's true, yes.
Yes. Well, anyway, Kenneth, I agree with your challenge. You have 43 seconds for lines starting now.
The ones I know best are the Great Western Railway, and many's the time I've travelled on that wonderful locomotion method. What's the matter with you? What's the matter now? Who's doing it?
Clement Freud is doing it.
Deviation.
Why?
You can't travel on a locomotion method.
Yes, really I think whatever score, you were in difficulties and Clement got in with the correct challenge. 32 seconds for lines, Clement, starting now.
My favourite...
And Peter Jones.
Very slow off the mark.
Yes, hesitation.
Quite right, yes, very hesitation. Yes, I noticed that.
His locomotion was not all that hot. Peter, there are 30 and one half seconds for lines starting now.
Well, there are all the underground railway lines. There are the yellow parking lines.
Kenneth Williams.
Two there are.
I know, rotten challenge, but you
good
have to
job.
Have it. You have a point and 25 seconds, lines starting now.
And bowling along on the Cornish Riviera Express, I used to say to them, bring your best wine list to me, for I shall choose
Clement
something...
Clement Freud's challenge.
Deviation.
Why?
Well, they only just have one wine list. The concept that they have a good wine list and a bad wine list...
I think you've got it wrong, dear. I was discussing the Great Western Railway, about which you have little experience.
Cornish Riviera Express.
The Great Western I started off with, the Great Western Railway. It doesn't exist today, so how the hell do you know what that serving?
Kenneth, keep your adrenaline under control, please. His challenge was for the wine list, which was deviation. I agree with Clement, it's a good challenge. They don't have more than one wine list on any railway.
Then he wouldn't even ask for that. I've been in places where he can ask me to have a drink. He's never done anything like that.
Well, I was going to go to a small sherry. I was, honestly.
Yes. Well, you look a bit like ones, but we'll... Clement, a correct challenge. There are 18 seconds. Lines starting now.
An extraordinary usage of the word lines now describes things that grocers have upon shelves. And you say, excuse me, do you carry this? And they say, it's a line which we have discontinued. An extraordinary thing.
And Derek Nimmo.
Religion of extraordinary.
Yes, that is right. 4 seconds are left. Another point to you, Derek.
The headmaster brought me into his study and said, Nimmo, you will have to write 500 lines before tomorrow morning.
Well, we have a very keen contest this week. Derek Nimmo is fighting back, having got a strong lead at the start. He's now back in the lead with Clement Freud, who had just previously overtaken him. Peter Jones, it's your turn to begin. You're not far behind them. The subject is backgammon, and there are 60 seconds starting now.
Well, I think you've deliberately chosen that subject because you know I'm not good at games, and I know nothing at all about backgammon. But I can only separate the word into back and gammon, and I think of ham, and which can be cooked quite well with pieces of pineapple, and back. Which...
And Kenneth Williams.
And
Yes, because when he said ham, of course, he automatically thought of Derek Nimmo, and he didn't like to say it. He's too polite. There are 43 seconds. Backgammon is the subject, Kenneth, and you have it starting now.
For the ptomaine I got from your famous tin salmon and the fortune I lost when you taught me backgammon and for making my...
Clement Freud, challenge.
Hesitation.
Well, I had to because I realized the word was disgusting.
I'm very pleased. We will give a prize at the end of the series for the first postcard with the correct word that we didn't say. And we'll continue with Just a Minute. And there are 34 seconds for backgammon, Clement, starting now.
Backgammon is becoming an extraordinarily popular game, which is played on a board with 30 pieces, 15 of which are white, and a similar number are red in color. And the two opponents who sit opposite each other use dice and decide whether to start by the number thrown and shown.
Peter Jones, a challenge. A
repetition of number.
Yes. There are 12 seconds left for backgammon with you, Peter Jones, starting now.
Well, I really know very little more about backgammon.
Derek Nimmo, challenge.
Repetition of no. Didn't know very much about it at the beginning.
Don't be mean, Kenneth. Just because he had a correct challenge. There are 9 seconds backgammon, Derek, starting now.
I went to the backgammon championship held recently at the Ladbroke Club, and there I found an assortment of old chums who turned out they could play most extraordinarily well.
Well, Derek Nimmo and Clement Freud are still battling out the lead. Derek's one ahead of Clement, but Peter Jones is only 3 behind our leader, and Kenneth Williams is 5 behind our leader. In fact, he's half the number, so you can work it out. He has 5 and Derek has 10. Clement Freud, will you begin the next round, please? The subject, shockers. With 60 seconds now.
Shockers are words that tend to make people pull up in their traces, blush, blanch, or possibly go some other colour of the rainbow, which are, of course, violet, indigo.
Derek Nimmo.
Well, blanche is not a colour of the rainbow, so you can't begin to some other colour of the rainbow.
Oh, yes, other colour than blanche, which is not a colour of the rainbow.
Some other colour of the rainbow is what it is.
You certainly cannot go all those colours of the rainbow.
Yes, you can. They're violet, indigo, blue, green, yellow, orange, and red.
When you come to think of it, I suppose, according to the disease you've got, or the illness you have, or the shock you've had, Clement Freud has a dubiously correct line of thought. So we allow him to keep the subject, and there are 47 seconds for shockers starting now.
One of the most appalling shockers I've ever come across accosted me in Sackville Street in the southwest part of the West End of London.
Derek Nimmo, chapter.
Repetition of West.
Yes,
I think
West.
Southwest is hyphenated, right?
No, it isn't.
Southwest is not hyphenated.
Oh, it's doubtful. Because I gave you the benefit of the doubt before. I'm giving it to Derek Nimmo this time. Kenneth Williams, will you please pull yourself together? There are 37 seconds for shockers, Derek, starting now.
One of the most awful shockers that I ever witnessed was when I saw a man turn all the colours of the rainbow, which you can remember by saying, Richard of York gave battle in vain, and then you can turn the colours round in the way that Mr. Freud has recently described.
And Clement Freud challenged again.
Repetition of colours.
That is right, Clement, and you have the subject back of shockers, and there are 23 seconds left, starting now.
Sneaking up to me on platform 14 at Paddington Station, this shocker grabbed at my inner leg and, putting his left finger into my right pocket, extricated the only £20 note which was still then in my possession. You shocker, I said to him, calling the police, even at that same moment, and a constable...
What a fascinating life you lead, Clement. And, Kenneth, we're back with you to start. Now, the subject that Ian Messiter has brought along for you to talk about, and we hope you know something about it, we know you like history, it's Queen Hatshepsut of 1600 B.C. Do you know anything about her? But if not, try and tell us something about...
Your pronunciation's all wrong.
Well, you give us your pronunciation.
Hatshepsut.
And say?
Hatshepsut.
I was trying to help you.
Yes, Hatshepsut. Mm. You always say Hatshepsut. Just like Thothmes, well, it's Totmes.
I know.
Queen Hatshepsut of 1600 B.C. Starting now.
Hatshepsut was married to her father under the most extraordinary arrangement, which was prevalent then with the pharaohs of Egypt, and he married her in turn to his
Clement
son.
Clement Freud, Charlotte.
Well, incest was bad enough, but she's now married him twice.
That's what she did too in life.
Yes,
that's
but,
what happened
but
in
you
life.
You did repeat the word marriage.
All
so
right, well, let him have it.
Queen Hatshepsut of 1600 B.C., Clement. And there are 48 seconds left, starting now.
The only time I ever saw a picture of Queen Hatshepsut was in a portrait gallery in Leipzig. Who is this regal lady, I asked the museum keeper, and he said...
And Derek Nimmer, challenge.
Well, I mean, it's totally deep. I mean, there wasn't a painting of it 1600 years B.C.
But but there still could have been a painting
done. Also,
he's
in museum
later.
Twice. You could have got him on that.
Great, to the audience. If you agree with Derek's challenge, you cheer with him, and if you're with Clement Freud, you boo for him, and you all do it together now.
Boo!
It's a draw. I'm going to give the subject back to Kenneth Williams, as it's his subject originally. And it's brought a lovely little flush and smile to his face. And he will continue for 34 seconds, starting now.
Hatshepsut not only did marry these two... I said marry this time.
That's perfectly right. Thank You've got another point there.
Thank you, Ben.
And, you have 30 seconds, starting now.
Hatshepsut also acted as regent.
Clement Freud.
Representative also.
Yes. What a rotten challenge. He has another point. And you continue for 27 seconds, starting now.
She opened the famous turquoise mines at Margery and organized an overseas and marine expedition to Punt, in now known as modern Somaliland. And before they left, she gave them a form of address which could be called exhortatory and said, "Go at it, lads! Get into those boats, pull those oars, and really let them have..."
Well, I think that was a popular awarding of points and a great success on Kenneth's part as he kept going with the subject, getting the extra point when the whistle went. He's in third place, but he's catching up on Derek Nimmer, who's 2 points behind our leader, who is still Clement Freud. And Derek, your turn to begin. And the subject is my favourite words. Will you tell us something about those in just a minute, starting now?
My favourite words.
And yes, I agree, Kenneth. There's a tradition. And you have another point. And you have 58 seconds, a very sharp challenge, but you're now got the adrenaline going, the bit between your teeth and everything else, and we'll see you move forward on my favourite words, starting now.
My favourite words include plum and pandiculate, gomphosis and kumquats. What delicious fruit they are, and how the name conjures up a vision of old Cathay. Yes, you might say, let's get on a barge and drift down the waters. The old orders change and yield their place to new, and fashionable words cease to be in vogue. Thus we find diligent is dropped. What's the matter with you?
Hesitation.
Doing that waving.
What? No, I'm...
He's ruining me, Nick. He's just been waving and...
He's been ruining
about.
You.
He's ruined my only chance I've had of success. Are we here to play this game properly or
yes.
not? I mean, I just want to know where I stand.
Kenneth!
Kenneth!
Kenneth, three things. First of all, don't play to the audience. Secondly, you're not standing, you're sitting. And if you haven't been ruined by now, you should have been.
Thirdly,
I'm not going to allow the challenge. Kenneth, you have another point, 16 seconds, my favourite words starting now.
And now the threat has gone from me, and though the words
challenge.
Which would have sprung into my lips had I been given the opportunity...
Kenneth, would you let the words not spring, because Clement did challenge you a little while ago.
It's repetition of thread and of words.
Yes, my words are on the card.
Yeah, the thread.
I didn't say thread before. Yes, no. I've never said the word thread.
Absolutely.
I never said the word thread. Thank you.
He said he'd lost his thread before when the game wasn't on. No, you have another point.
Thank you.
14 seconds. My favourite words starting now.
Words crack and break under the strain, as T.S. Eliot put so remarkably well, that dilemma which faces all men of letters, would-be authors, writers, manqués.
Well, that big cheer and prolonged applause probably is because our audience here realised that Kenneth had really achieved something with that tremendous flourish at
yes,
the end.
Yes.
Shut up.
It's true, I was marvellous.
Contain yourself. Because yes. I have to wind up the show and say that Peter Jones this week came in fourth place.
Yes,
a
fourth
little behind.
Fourth.
Shut up.
Yes, in fourth, gone. Fourth.
A little way behind Derek Nimmer, who was in second place.
He's only second, yes.
2 points behind Clement Freud, who was in third place.
Third, yes.
And Nicholas Parsons won the show this week. No, this week, 1 point ahead with that final flourish coming from fourth place to first place, Kenneth Williams.
Yay!
We do hope that you've enjoyed Just a Minute and will come and support not only Kenneth Williams but everybody else in this show on some other occasion. We do hope the listeners have enjoyed the programme as much as we've enjoyed playing it to them, and you want to tune in again at the same time next week when once again four of us will be on the panel, one of us will be in the chair. I hope it will be me. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye.
Chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by John Browell.